Read me romance. Read, read me romance. Read me romance. Read, read me romance.
You could take a look in a book, that's fine. Or you could sit back, relax, and unwind and
read me romance. Read, read me romance.
Hey, lady listeners. Welcome to Read Me Romance.
Hi. What's up? What's up? We're here. It's Friday. It's Aurora Rose. We get the final installment today, yes. Right?
And I feel like maybe we're at the point where you might have picked up on the fact that she's teasing more books in the series, which is exciting.
Lots and lots more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yes. So we're here for the final installment of Trapping Her, and we're going to get to that. We're enjoying the shit out of this book. Cameron and Isabel are like to die for. I mean, I love a dark, broody man, but then throw in the fact that he drinks my blood and he's immortal. Like, fuck.
You're like, I mean, sign me up.
Dot
my I's, cross
tap
my
that
face.
Vein.
Mm-hmm. So we talked about, before we started this podcast, I was like, I have something I want to talk about, but I want to do it on while we're on there. So one of my friends suggested, my daughter's godfather, Trip, he suggested to get cameras for our house whenever we moved in. And he was like, he said, you need to get this kind, they're called Arlo. And so I bought them off Amazon, like you can just buy them on there. And they're not like, you don't have to pay a subscription. They're not cloud-based. They hook up to your phone and they save like up to 7 days, and they're motion censored. So they only come on and record when there's like movement. Like you could go and see them right now, but it'll alert you when there's movement. You'll get like a notification. Like it buzzes on my watch if somebody comes up to the door. And we got them, and this has been like the greatest thing ever. And also / the worst thing ever.
It's creepy as shit sometimes.
Let me tell you, like this particular kind I like, and he said you could even hook it up to Alexa and have it on your TV. So he said, Alexa, show me the front door, and like the front door camera will come up on your TV. And I didn't do all that because we don't have Alexa in our house, because I say the name Alexa 3 million times a day, and that thing wouldn't fucking shut up if I had one. So, but we just got this one because it's, like I said, it's a basic model. You don't have to have any subscriptions. There's nothing else to buy. Like, you just buy the cameras, put them up, hook it up to your phone. So, it's been great because I've seen my husband fall once already. I get an alert every morning when my kid takes the dog out to pee first thing, and I watch her do it. And so, like, but then also, I get alerts when I walk in and out, and I get to see how fucking trash I am. Like, when I am in, like, my nightgown with a hoodie and flip-flops, and I'm letting the dog pee, and I'm like, wow, who let me out in public, number one, and number two, why do I look homeless?
So you look at yourself while you're walking outside? I don't understand. No. Like, you go back and look at the footage of before?
Yeah, so you can, it's an app on your phone that connects to the cameras. So, like,
you just rewind it and look at it?
Yeah, it buzzes you, so you can, and it's like movement on the front door, and you can hit the thing, and it shows like a 10-15 second clip of the movement of like yesterday. Oh, cool. It was really cool. Yesterday, I got an alert on a bumblebee. Like, they said there was movement, and I pulled up the camera, and it was a bumblebee like on the camera. Like, and I was like, that's kind of cool. Like, I'm fucking nature showing over here and shit.
So, countdown till like the time you get an alert in the middle of the night, and there's just a guy standing there with a clown mask.
Fuck
staring
yes.
at the camera.
Yes, absolutely.
We have cameras, but ours are always on. And so, there is a monitor in my office. And nothing is freakier than, because ours are always on, is I'll look over there at night sometimes. I'm like, did I see something? Something out the barn, and I'll like stare at them, and the longer I stare at them, the creepier they fucking get.
Yep.
I can't. I'd be making too much of everything. Anytime I'd see like a piece of dust particle float across the screen, I'd be like, it's a ghost.
But the one
the ghost of the woman who used to live in this house, she's back.
My dad likes to capture like animals and stuff, so he put one, because I live next door to my parents, he put one down at the pond, and so it goes off anytime. Time things move, so you'll catch deer and stuff.
Yeah, you can set the setting.
One day he caught Peyton down there, my son peeing, and I was like, he's just like standing there peeing.
Oh,
in the
that's
pond.
Pretty funny. That's pretty funny. Don't swim in that. But you can adjust the settings to where it's like it only alerts you to a certain size, so like a squirrel or a bird wouldn't set it off. But okay. We just have our sensitivity up on it because I want to see everything. But I actually like. Today, when I took a shower, I actually felt, like, kind of peace of mind, because my biggest fear is that I'm going to get, you know, murdered while I'm in my shower, because you're never more vulnerable than when you're naked. And like I said, I get an alert on my watch. So, like, if there's movement or anything like that, I would have seen it. And so we just have them at the entrances to our doors and, like, the basement and stuff. So it just felt, honestly, like, it's given me such peace of mind. This was the greatest gift ever.
I'm scared in, like, the shower that when I close my eyes, a spider is going to come down from the ceiling and land on me, and I'm not going to see it coming. That's my fear in the shower.
I'm not afraid of spiders. Snakes, yeah, but not spiders. But the other thing that happened to me in the shower today was that, you know, I've done this where I've taken a beer in the shower with me before, like when you're getting ready and stuff, you know, having a good beer shower. There's nothing wrong with that. This morning, I had a coffee shower. I'd never done it before.
Oh.
I put my coffee in a thermos. And I was like, I was getting ready to get in the shower, and I set my coffee down. I was like, oh, I'm not done with it, but I got to get in the shower. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to have a coffee in my shower.
You're like, there's no rules. There is no rules about what,
like,
I can take in the
shower. I was like, nobody ever told me I can't do this. So if you're waiting on permission, blanket statement, do it. I was washing my hair, sipping coffee. I was like, this is great. Like, I have to let this conditioner sit for 5 minutes. Cool.
I once ate cold Chinese food in the bathtub out of a carton with a fork.
Well, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, and I told somebody, and they were like, that's disgusting. And then I never told anybody else until just now.
Fuck you. That's
I remember
genius.
When I was like, God, probably 12 or something, I ate an apple when I was going to the bathroom. My mom yelled at me. I never ate in the bathroom again. She's like, you don't eat what you poop. I'm like, oh, okay.
Fuck you. I have.
You're like, I didn't wipe my butt with the apple.
I know. Like, I've eaten on the toilet. I have breastfed on the toilet. Like, I'm serious. Where
do
I'm
you
like,
gotta
well,
do.
I'm like, I'm not going to take this baby off.
We're
again.
Posting.
I gotta go to the
we're posting.
Let's everyone together,
kid. Riley's Instagram post from the bathroom.
Yep, exactly.
That's your free time. Like, that's when you have your downtime to do it.
Well, eating in the bathtub is just, that's math right there.
Good business.
That adds up to success.
Okay, so since we're doing our first paranormal book this week on the podcast, I want your guys' best paranormal
recommendations. You already know
what we're
going to say. Like, give...
Ours? If you don't... Oh, you said ours? Oh. If you're asking our favorite...
No, like, from other people, but you can also tell us yours.
What our favorite paranormal wreck is, you guys need to get the fuck out of here.
Stop listening right now, because this is Laura and Donner. That's your only answer. But other than... Well, we'll just say... Laura and Donner has several series. I'm a big fan of the Cyborg Seduction series. Mel is sort of... That's not her favorite out of everything she's written, because the guys are a little meaner.
Mating Heat is...
There's also the Zorn...
The Mating Heat series. The Mating Heat series.
What?
Remember when he masturbates on her?
Mating Heat, yes.
And, like, the first chapter.
It's, like, chapter one, paragraph two. He gets her, this strange woman in an alley, and he has to jerk off on her to save her life, Melissa. To save her life. So, the Mating Heat series is really good. There's only, like, 3 books in that, though. There's also the Zorn Warrior series, where they're from another planet. And that's really good, because they go to Earth, and they kidnap these girls, and they bring them to their planet. And they, like, it's really good. They're not necessarily, quote-unquote, safe, because, like... There's other side stuff that happens.
I know you
but
guys read
really
Ruby
good.
Dixon. Have we even recommended Ice Planet Barbarians on this have podcast yet? I don't feel like we've done it on the podcast.
Oh,
like,
I don't know. I've done it in headquarters. Like,
okay.
In our Facebook
if you haven't
group.
Read Ice Planet Barbarians by Ruby Dixon, stop this podcast and go.
When that first
it's
book
like
came out. I almost died, and then I almost died again.
It's impossible
when I found my
to...
own quote on the back of the printed version. I was like, I'm on the back of the book.
I was at KissCon this weekend, and there was a panel called Bananas Books. Sarah McLean and Sophie Jordan were talking about, like, books that are bananas in the sense that they're fucking bananas amazing, but also the plots are so, like, out of control crazy that you just can't help but love it. It's like,
I
so
the best
it's like
thing about Ruby Dixon,
did they say,
is that she can take a world and she builds, like, this whole universe, but she doesn't bog you down in too many details, but she gives you enough to be like, damn, this bitch is creative.
Yeah.
And you can see, like, you can see the terrain and the environment that she's talking about very
without
well,
being
the caves
overwhelmed.
And all that. Like, yeah, it's mostly focused on the hero and the hero and the heroine and their, like, you know, what's going on between them, as opposed to, like, too much description. But you can, yeah, you get a good idea. Anyways, if you haven't read those, they're amazing. And wait, did you? Oh, and they're on Kindle Unlimited. And there's a lot of books, but you trust me, they're short and sweet and amazing. So you'll just fly through them.
The first one in Ice Planets, and then it's just going to be a rabbit hole. Trust me, I know it sounds weird. Blue aliens, but they are wonderful.
Oh, yeah, they're blue. That's like the last thing we mentioned.
They are wonderful. That's what you said.
We buried the lead.
Blue aliens pop up because Ice Planets was so wonderful. People were like, I'm writing blue aliens now.
Well, it couldn't even have gone with like a different color.
Well, that was Lorian Donner, her Zorn warriors, they're all red.
Okay.
Like, that's the everything's, I think everything's red in the planet and stuff. They're all red. But she had, Lorian Donner had the Zorn warriors, and then she has the new species. And that's the one where they're like hybrid, forget, shifter/, they don't shift. They're like half human, half animal, or whatever. They were a genetic species.
Something else we forgot to mention about the Ice Planet Barbarians is that they have a little thing on their dicks that like rubs the clit while they're having sex. It's like they have a rabbit.
And they vibrate too when they find their mate. Like their whole body.
Oh my God. They're basically just walking vibrators. It's like,
I mean, it's like every girl's fantasy.
The author was like, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's just go full out.
Let's do it. What's in the, oh, I mentioned before, Teal St. Clair. I know a couple of people asked about that in the Read Me Romance headquarters. I've mentioned that she does a Menage Shifter series, but she also has Dragon Shifters, and that one is, like, they're really hot. I love those books.
So T.L. St. Clair?
I think it's T-I-L-L-E, Teal, like, or Tilly, St. Clair, S-T, period.
Oh, St. Clair, okay.
Yeah, C-L-A-R-E, I think that's how you spell her last name.
Rochelle Page has a bunch of bears, too. I really like those.
Yeah, and Jenica Snow, she has tons of shifters. What about vampire books? I know Lorian Donner wrote, like, a small one, and it was really good, but she's got that new VGL series where it's, like, vampires, gargoyles, and lichens. So she has that one, but what's another vampire series?
I'm pretty sure.
Is it Dorinda Jones? Has a really good, I think it's Dorinda Jones, like, Last Grave on the Left. Oh my God, I'm gonna butcher this. Let me go look at Goodreads really fast.
Evangela Anderson from last week has some, too.
Yeah, she has.
I think there are guys that drink some, I'm pretty sure. God, I'm going to have to look, but I'm pretty sure she does. For some reason, her name is popping in my head for that. I think it's like Crimson something. Yeah, she has a couple.
Okay, so Dorinda Jones, yeah, has a book called The First Grave on the Right, I think. Oh my God, I'm going to kill myself. Grave on the Right, yeah.
Okay.
The Charlie Davidson series, that's a really good paranormal. He's the Grim Reaper. Charlie Davidson is a private investigator and full-time Grim Reaper. Right. That's really good. But I want to go totally off the wall and recommend a paranormal series with time travel. The author is Karen Marie Moning, M-O-N-I-N-G. And these are some of my very first paranormal books. It's like a modern day heroine who falls down, like she's in the Scottish Highlands on vacation. She falls like through some rocks and she wakes up like, you know, like in like Scotland, like back when the... What's that time called?
So it's like
called?
Outlander?
Is it like it's kind of like Outlander. Yeah. So the first one in that series is called Beyond the Highland Mist, but it's time travel and it's some of the best romance sex, like epic romance sex I've ever read.
Ooh.
Love them. They're so good. Yeah. And she also wrote the Fever series, Karen Marie Moning. That's like kind of a more, it takes place in Dublin and like there's like a wall between the real world and the fairy world and the wall falls down. And so like the fae and the humans are having to like coexist and they're kind of like, there's a war going on. I'm just like rambling, but it's very good.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, you know, I asked some that I really like? Cynthia Eden, which I probably talked about. She has a couple of series with vampires that are really good. I'll post them in the Read Me Romance group. She has a couple of series for them. Or some of them where they pop in and out, like a vampire comes in, but the rest are like shifters.
I can't remember, but when we were going to name one of the heroes in our vampire series, the Virgin Blood series, by the way, go get it. When we were naming it, I gave one of the heroes a name and you were like, oh no, what's her name has a vampire hero with that name. And I can't remember who it was. But you were like, I love that series. But you were into vampires for a long time.
I go in and
time.
Out. Like, you'll notice some of our books will trend heavy on something. That's because I'm craving them.
Yeah. Right now, it's daddy books.
Right now, I'm craving giant cocks like this. So everything is too big, too hard, too many.
Giant cocks.
The thick.
Craving some cake.
I want some dessert with some dick.
Also, if like I, there's this book called The Vampire Cat, the series called Vampire Academy. It's YA, but it's so, it's like, it's kind of, if you like really enjoyed Twilight and you want to just read something that's, it's not heavy on the sex at all, but it's,
I know, I was just thinking that.
There's a really good romance in it. Sorry. I know. I'm sorry. It's high school students. Hey, I mean, not that that would stop you.
We've read some high school students before.
I was going to say, we've read a couple of those ourselves.
All right, so I have a paranormal would you rather. You want to do it?
Yes. Is it? I want to do a Family Feud now after our discussion on Monday. I want to play know. Family Feud.
All right, let me try and hook that up. Okay. You guys are going to have to buy buzzers. One.
Shit. I'll just like belch or something.
Okay, paranormal would you rather. Would you rather be with a hot vampire who will love you eternally, but every time he drinks blood, he wipes his lips and says, "That's a spicy meatball." Or...
Can't with you.
I know, sorry. Or a manly, hairy werewolf who can read your thoughts about every single thing.
Oh, fuck that.
Meatball.
I'm going meatball. Oh, my God. I don't need somebody to know. No,
mind you, you're
going to
have to hear that for thousands of years, but okay.
I mean, yeah, it's that or it's like, you sick fuck. Like, that's the alternative, is someone telling me I'm a sick fuck all the time. But they're just sitting beside me eating dinner. They're like, really? Right now? I'm trying to eat dinner.
Okay, yeah. Second question. Would you rather a gorilla shifter?
You're obsessed with.
I am mm-hmm. obsessed with gorilla shifters. I love it. But he has that raw, red, hairless butt. That gorillas have.
Like a baboon, yeah.
Yeah. Or a wolf shifter who rolls over after sex and wants his belly scratched while you say, "Who's a good boy?"
Ooh.
I probably could get down with that.
Yeah, I could do the belly rub.
Sick fucks. You sick fucks.
I know, right?
Fucks.
We are sick fucks.
Okay, last one. An alien who can heal people with a single touch and, like, is all broody in love with you, but he exclusively wears white jean shorts. Or a powerful wizard who satisfies your every sexual desire, but he complains about how inaccurate the Harry Potter movies are.
Oh, absolutely. I'd take that even if he didn't have magical powers. Yes. Because I'd be like, uh-huh, I agree.
Okay, so I have one listener email that we'll read before we send them off on their journey for their happily ever after.
I want more. I love the listener emails. They're my favorite.
I'm reading this one because it's from a lady listener who lives in Scotland.
Look at that.
Which is the setting of our story. There's a theme.
Bridge the gap on that.
Yeah. Hi, girls. I love your podcast, and I have become a daily listener after loving your books. I know that this might not be relevant as your show topics change daily, but I have a funny story to share. So I have been with my partner since I was 17 and lived in his mom and dad's house with him for 5 years before we moved out. So being that ages and horny teenagers who enjoy getting drunk and going dancing most weekends, this night we ended up in his mom and dad's shower for the drunk, sloppy sex that usually followed. Yay! So I was on my knees giving him a blowjob in their shower and ended up being sick on his dick. No. Disgusting, but kind of funny. Tequila and blowjobs don't mix. Haha. So him realizing this was happening tried to lift me up to make sure I was okay. What a gentleman. While the water was washing the sick down the drain, which I then slipped on and managed to kick out a tile on the shower wall, like one perfect tile. So long story short, when his mom and dad questioned us about it, I ended up mortified and they ended up having to get the whole shower retiled.
No.
After it started making the ceiling in the room below peel off from water damage. I offered to pay for it and couldn't look them in the eye for a good while after that. Lesson learned, no tequila blowjobs. Ha ha. Hope this gave yees a wee giggle. So cute. From a fan across the pond, Scotland. And I don't know if she wants me to say her name. So
oh my God, don't. But that's so cute. Oh my God, I love
like,
it.
We've made it. We have listeners in other countries.
I know.
It's cool.
I love it. That's so cute.
Thank you for sending that in. So, okay, we're going to go ahead and play the final installment of Trapping Her by Aurora Rose Reynolds. I'm getting better saying it throughout the week. We'll catch up on the other side. Enjoy.
Bye.
Bye.
Chapter 13. I don't open my eyes. I don't dare disturb the dream I'm having, a dream in which Cameron is holding me, with his heavy hand resting on my stomach. Life. We somehow created a life. I can picture our little ones, a boy with dark hair just like his father's, a girl with bright golden eyes. Tears leak from under my lashes, and my lips quiver as my mind moves through space and time, showing me what our future could look like.
Why are you crying, love?
I feel Cameron's fingers against my cheek, wiping away tears, and I turn in his arms, shoving my face against his chest.
Isabel?
I think I'm pregnant. The truth rushes out of me like a harsh wave, and his strong arms wrap around me tightly. I'm scared, Cameron. What will happen to us now? His body stills and his muscles bunch.
Nothing will happen to you.
His tone is firm and unyielding.
Nothing will ever happen to you or our babies.
I want to believe him, but I know he doesn't have a say. I don't tell him that. Instead, I wrap my arms around his waist and lift my lips to his. After we've both had our fill of each other, I lie in bed with the sun shining outside, trying to figure out what we should do next.
Samuel. I'm sorry, Your Majesty. I wasn't able to find anything. Noel shakes his head, his long grey hair brushing his shoulders. Are you sure she's pregnant? Yes. I take a seat on the couch. I still cannot believe this, but I know she's carrying Cameron's child. The first child to be conceived by a vampire since I've sat on the throne. A miracle. Perhaps it's not his. I want to lash out. I want to rip his throat from his body for even suggesting such a thing. I quell the urge, but just barely. Noel is the oldest of all the vampires left. He's the holder of our secrets, of our lineage, and our story. It's his child, I grind out. His all-knowing eyes study me for a long moment, before he asks, Should I speak with Clemens, the king of the wolves? A man I called friend, but a man I now despise because of his reckless ambitions. Since the beginning, long before I sat on the throne, the world's kings and governments have known about us, about the non-humans. For him, that's not enough. He wants all the people of the world to know we exist. He wants us to be free to live in the open. He's forgotten the slaughter, the burnings, the stench of death and despair caused by the fear of the unknown. I haven't forgotten. I will never forget. I want to demand Noel find another way to get the information we need. But there is no time. My people will demand I uphold the laws and take Cameron and his beloved Isabel's lives. Without answers, I will have no choice. Go to them. Maybe they know something we don't. He nods once, then disappears in an instant. Alone. I need time to think. I leave the castle, waving off my security. This isn't the first time I've told them to stay behind. And they know I'm more than capable of taking care of myself. I get in my car and head toward London without thinking, like something is pulling me there. The streets are wet with rain, but I still drive, faster and faster. On a sharp curve in the road, my tires skid against the sodden pavement, and I lose control. My car flips three times through the air. Metal crunches and the windows shatter as the car slides to a stop on its roof. Although I'm bleeding from my head and can feel my arm and two ribs are broken, I know I'm okay and will heal within minutes. I blink away the blood in my eyes as a woman comes into view, her face familiar, but pale. I called for an ambulance. Are you okay? I reach for her, something about her bringing me back to Earth, back to life. B? Her eyes fill with confusion. But she still takes my hand through the broken window. The moment we touch, our life together before her death flashes before my eyes. Impossible, I breathe, in disbelief and awe. What was that? I heard her whisper right before she's shoved out of the way by a large man who says he's a police officer. I fight my seatbelt and the man trying to hold me back to check me over. When I'm free from the wreckage of my car and him, I take off after the scent is disappearing into the night. I run to each parked car, then down the embankment. I stop with a growl that rumbles through my chest. She's gone, with only a trace of her remaining on my hand. I ignore the people behind me asking nervously if I need medical care, and look up at the night sky. Holding my hand over my mouth and nose, I pull in a deep breath and lock onto the scent, as the sense of peace and long-lost dreams weave their way through my soul. I vow I will find her again. Chapter 14. I hear a group of armed men come to a stop outside the bedroom door, and I quietly and quickly lift Isabel into my arms.
What's happening?
The shake of fear in her voice fuels the rage growing within me. I don't know. I carry her to the closet, open it, and then set her on her feet. I want you to stay here.
What?
She looks at the door when someone knocks. I take her face in my hands, gaining her attention.
Promise, you won't come out until I come get you. Promise you'll stay here and take care of our babies, no matter what you hear.
I ignore the look of surprise on her face. She saw our children in her mind, and through her, I saw them too. A boy and a girl. Twins. I know the men outside can hear me, but I need to try to protect my family, even if I die in the process.
Cameron.
She latches onto me with fingers and nails, trying to pull me into the closet with her.
Promise me.
Her gaze locks with mine, and tears fill her eyes, before she whispers,
I promise.
I let out a breath, kiss her, and then shut her behind the door. The old wood will not protect her for long, but it's something. I go to the bedroom door and open it. I know my eyes are no longer dark, but have changed to red when the men outside holding guns take a step back and lift their weapons in fear.
You and your mate are ordered by the king to come with us.
I look at the man speaking and bare my teeth, watching as he swallows hard.
The king only wishes to speak with you both, another man says.
Then tell him to come to us. My voice vibrates with anger throughout the hall.
The king of the wolves is here.
That news is a surprise, but I don't trust them. And?
We won't harm you or your mate, but you must come with us.
I search for a lie in his words. When I don't find one, I rumble. Swear on all you hold dear that she will be safe. One man after another says the words before I close the door. I go to the closet and lift Isabel into my arms. I ignore her questions as I carefully carry her to the door and into the hall. When we reach Samuel's chambers, I take her inside. I scan the men in the room. Samuel, Noel, Clemens, and three of Clemens's men. I hear the door close behind us, but I don't loosen my hold on Isabel. She's safe with us, Samuel states quietly, eyeing Isabel with her face buried against my neck. I swear on my life that as long as I live, no harm will come to her. I know that a vampire must always keep his promise, but I do not trust the other men in the room. I lock eyes with the king of the wolves.
We will not harm her. Not now. Not ever.
Clemens rumbles. I drag in a breath, then place my lips to Isabel's ear. It's okay, love. She holds me tighter before slowly letting go and lifting her face from my throat. When she wiggles to get down, I reluctantly let her.
It's true. She's pregnant, not only with one life, but two, Clemens says, and Isabel stiffens against my side.
Twins? Samuel's disbelieving eyes come to Isabel and drop to her stomach.
You can't sense them?
Clemens questions the room, and I tense.
You can't feel the two souls breathing life within her. She's carrying the future of our kind.
My kind, Samuel snaps with rage, glaring at the wolf, and I step in front of Isabel.
Afraid not, my friend. She has wolf's blood flowing through her veins, even if it's been diminished over time.
Clemens looks at Isabel, his face going gentle.
She is one of mine.
Isabel holds me tightly as her fingers weave into my shirt and into my skin. I want to call Clemens out, to roar that he's lying. But I know he's speaking truthfully. Some part of me knows he's right.
What does this mean? It's time, he says, looking at each person in the room. It's time for us to stop hiding in the dark. It's time for us to step into the light. You're reckless. Samuel takes a step closer to Clemens. I won't risk my people for your impossible dream. She's carrying the catalyst, so if you want it or not, it's destined to happen. You can't tell me that you're okay living a life constantly hiding who you are. I'm happy living a life in which the people I care about are safe, Samuel growls.
Your Majesty, I saw the scrolls, Noel inserts, and Samuel's gaze goes to him.
He's right. It's time. Cameron and Isabel are the first of three sets of souls to be reunited.
Fuck. So this is a prophecy.
I won't risk Isabel or my children, I state. I won't allow her to be a pawn in your games or your feud.
She won't be a pawn or put at risk. You have my promise, Clemens swears. And I lift my chin at him, then look at Samuel. I can tell he's not happy. But I can also see he knows he doesn't have a choice. Something bigger than any of us is at work. When Isabel gives my hand a squeeze, I look at her, seeing relief in her gaze.
Does this mean it's going to be okay?
Yes, love. It's going to be okay, I assure, as I drop my forehead to hers. You're safe. Our babies are safe.
I love you.
She leans up, pressing her lips to mine. I savor the kiss for a moment, then pull my mouth from hers. I tuck her face against my chest and look at the men in the room. I tell them, silently, that I will help, that I will do whatever needs to be done to protect my family, then I take Isabel back to our room. Once she's asleep, I get up and go to the door where Noel has been pacing for over an hour. I'm guessing you have something to tell me.
Yes.
He stops pacing and turns to study me.
Are you going to tell me? You should know. As long as you're feeding from her, she will not age any faster than you or I. You won't lose her, Cameron.
Relief, like I have never felt in my entire existence, hits me, with so much force I almost sink to my knees.
Thank you.
I get out through the sudden tightness in my throat. His eyes move over my shoulder, and I move to block his view of Isabel in bed.
You deserve the relief and happiness you're experiencing. I have a feeling that from this moment on, things are not going to be easy for you and your mate, for any of the mated pairs the prophecy spoke of. As long as I have Isabel, nothing else matters.
I believe that, he nods.
Good night, Cameron, and congratulations.
Thank you. I watch him disappear. I close the door and climb back into bed. The moment I do, Isabel curls around me, asking,
Is everything okay?
Yes, love. Everything is definitely okay. I kiss the top of her head, then I close my eyes. It takes me a while to fall asleep because my mind is overwhelmed with all that has happened. When I do drift off, I do so with the woman I have loved for hundreds of years in my arms, and our children growing safely within her womb.
Hey, lady listeners, we're back.
Hi.
So you can pre-order this book, an ebook, right now, Trapping Her. So that Amazon link is in the episode description. Also, Until November is free by Aurora Rose Reynolds. She's got lots of books on Kindle Unlimited, so make sure you check them out. And Justified is 99 cents, which Alexa Riley,
we highly endorse it.
Highly recommends. And she's doing a giveaway. So if you go to readmeromance.com and click on the current audiobook, you'll be able to see the giveaway. And I'm sure we've given more details about that throughout the week. So, okay. Is that it?
Write, review, and subscribe. Yeah.
Leah, tell them what to do.
Fuck your day up. Make say your bitch. Don't be a dick. It's Friday.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Read me romance. Read me romance. Read me romance. Read me romance.